Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So even though all of these phone records, not phone calls, but all these phone records are being scooped up, you believe that Americans' privacy is still protected?
Absolutely. And every time that I've been in a briefing, 9 of the 10 people in a room are lawyers, there to protect the privacy of the American people.
Yeah, welcome to the funeral dirge today. You're listening to the funeral for the United States of America. That was the voice of the drunk John Boehner, supporting the illegitimate, illegal, immoral, unconstitutional ripping off of privacy in the United States of America. Play the bagpipes in case they missed it, Neil. Let them hear it again. This might cut through the fog. The London fog laying on the heads of so many stoned Americans who have no idea why the left and the right have united on this single issue. The bagpipes are being played for all the police and Border Patrol agents killed or injured by illegal aliens over the last 15 years. To all the victims of drunk drivers from Mexico who use our roads for sport. To the rape victims, unrequited rape victims, where the perpetrators ran back over the border. I'd say shame on you, John Boehner, but I don't think you know what the word means. I told you for years now that we have an oligarchy, a one-party system. I told you that in 1994 when I just began in radio. How do you feel about Boehner and the established Republicans being in lockstep with the illegitimate, unconstitutional Obama administration and spying on Americans? And again, I'll repeat yesterday's question, which was very clear. Is the NSA leaker Snowden a hero or a traitor? You know my position. He's clearly a hero. And what's amazing to me is the entire left wing agrees with me. The entire right wing agrees with me. The only people who don't agree with me are either those who are too ignorant to understand what freedoms they have given up or what criminal acts have been committed by Barack Hussein Obama and his Chicago gang. I mean, do you care what this is about? Don't you think there should be a full investigation by Congress to determine what records were released by Obama? Is he a hero? Isn't there something here that would make him a hero? I mean, sure, it's national security secrets, but they were gained illegally through your phone records, through your internet records. It means that your freedom is gone. Your Fourth Amendment is gone. Your First Amendment is gone. Stepped on by Barack Hussein Obama, the lying commander-in-chief. The lying commander-in-chief, the lying, lying scoundrel in the White House. How do you feel about this? Tell me what you think about this. Even the ACLU is shocked by what Obama is doing. Look, in today's issue of the Michael Savage newsletter, I continue to condemn the government's unprecedented surveillance of ordinary Americans' phone calls and email messages. And I noted that even the ultra-left ACLU has spoken out against the extent of Obama's unconstitutional domestic spying. And then I said, although he studied constitutional law, Obama isn't so much a constitutional lawyer as he is a constitutional liar, Savage told his listeners, adding, as I've told you for years since my first appearance on radio in 1994, the left wraps themselves in the Constitution when it suits them. Then they use it as toilet paper when it doesn't. When we hear that the NSA is mining metadata, what does that mean? Obama called it a modest encroachment on privacy. That's not true. I went to the website of the American Civil Liberties Union. Even they are shocked by what the Obama government is doing. Don't fall for any conspiracy theories about this. Don't. Don't fall for it. Just because you don't understand what freedom is doesn't mean the rest of us don't understand what freedom is. This is a seminal moment in American history. Make no mistake about it. And if you let this illegitimate gang get away with this, what is next? Well, I'll let your imagination run wild, because this is how it started in Argentina. This is how it started in Germany, where one person spied upon another. You say, well, there's no comparison. That's because you're not a student of history as I am. You may not understand that Germans under Hitler spied on and denounced their very neighbors and friends and even their parents and their family, not because they thought that their neighbors or their father or their mother were security threats to Germany, but because they thought that they would benefit by doing so. They would move up in the Nazi hierarchy. They would move up financially. They'd move up socially. They'd also feel stronger that they had some power over their neighbors or their family, and that they would be rewarded by their Nazi masters for their obedience. It's not much different now. Paul Joseph Watson on PrisonPlanet.com wrote that, and he said the good German syndrome is very much alive and kicking amongst Americans today, most of whom seem to be completely at ease with the fact that their government is becoming tyrannical, while we willingly make any excuse imaginable to deny that the United States is beginning to resemble a high-tech plutocracy which treats its own citizens as the enemy. And I will repeat something that I've said since last Friday, which seems to have been lost to most people who listen to me. Obama was not spying on all Americans. He was spying on selective Americans. It had nothing to do with preventing terrorism. Don't believe a word of these liars, because they failed to stop the Boston Marathon bombing, didn't they? Gee, that's an embarrassing fact that Mr. Boehner the drunk seems to have missed. It's an embarrassing fact that the stooges on CNN seem to have missed. Instead of talking about Snowden as a hero, that despicable excuse for a human being, Anderson Blooper, is actually showing pictures, or was showing pictures, of the fellow's girlfriend. That's how low Anderson Cooper is. The same creature, Anderson Cooper, who glorified the Islamists in the streets of Cairo, is vilifying this young man. But I'm not alone on this. The entire left supports this position, and hopefully the entire right understands what's at stake. What's sad here and terrifying is that the vast majority of shorts-wearing, barbecuing Americans don't even know what's going on, nor do they care. They're ready for a ring in their nose. They're ready for a ring in their nose. I remember when I was a little boy, my father told me a parable. And it was about a farmer who had a young calf. And he said to me, "Michael, just remember this story for the rest of your life." I said, "What is it, Dad?" He said, "Well, the farmer picked his calf up when it was a little baby calf and lifted it over its head. And he lifted the calf up as it grew. The little more it grew, he lifted the calf up. Each time the calf grew, he lifted it up over his head. And then when it was a bull, he was still able to lift the bull over its head, because he did it by gradation. Very gradually, he learned to lift the bull over his head. You may feel like a bull. You may have big muscles. You may have tattoos. You can knock anyone's block off. But you're no different than that bull. And you're ready for a ring in your nose. And Obama is the farmer. I'll be right back."
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's about traffic. Earlier problems in the Caldecott Tunnel really creating big delays. Eastbound 24, it's stacked up on all the approaches from 580 and 980 all the way to the tunnel. Northbound 13, some big delays as well. Upper Deck, Bay Bridge, accident past the island. Right lane looks like that's being cleared, but traffic is slow before the S-curve. We've got an accident for you as well. Northbound 880 before Marina and San Leandro. That's off to the right side. I'm Dave Fouch, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. Visit KSFO.com and let us know in 25 words or less why your dad is the best dad in the world. Deadline is Friday, June 14th at 2 p.m. Winners will be selected randomly. Celebrate Dad this Father's Day with a chance to win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. To win, visit the contest page now at KSFO.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, summer is creeping up quickly, and you know what the sun means to your hair. That's right, that's going to dry it out, and then you're going to go in the pool to cool yourself down, and then you're going to get chlorine in it, and it's just basically going to be a hair disaster, and you're going to want Ovation, trust me. Because then, think about it, you're going to shower, and then you're going to blow dry your hair, which is heat, and then you're probably going to straighten it so it looks good. Those are just a mixture of bad things for your hair, and Ovation Cell Therapy's three-step process has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittle, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair, and you will notice the changes within the first few washes. Trust me, I've watched my hair transform over the last year of using Ovation, and I could not be happier. If you want to see the changes yourself, go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout. You will get a special introductory offer. Again, it's as simple as going to your computer, typing in ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
He's a traitor. The president outlined last week that these are important national security programs to help keep Americans safe and give us tools to fight the terrorists.
So how come you didn't stop the Boston bombing, liar?
Information. Puts Americans at risk.
You stupid drunk, you. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Go back in the cloakroom and grab a shot.
It's a giant violation of the law.
As you point out, the president said these programs are effective. They're fully constitutional, fully approved.
Liar. Stephanopoulos, you little...
I do. I've been briefed on all of these programs.
Oh, shut up. Get him off my show. So now you understand why America, as you knew it, is over. John Boehner the drunk has finally been heard from. And he supports spying on the average American. He supports the big lie, which, of course, we were told, we learned when we were in high school, many of us, that if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Now, John Boehner must have skipped that when he was working in the steel mills, because he probably didn't even go past high school. He probably doesn't even know who wrote that or who said that, that if you tell a big lie often enough, that we need to spy on Americans to keep them safe. Why, that statement was made by none other than the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Thank you, John, for knowing nothing. KSFO Rich, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I just want to thank you for being consistently entertaining and for doing what you can to help ensure a Clinton presidency in 2016.
You're trying to be sarcastic and clever, but you didn't make your point. Show me how I'm helping Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm not trying to be sarcastic at all. In fact, there's a number of recent reports about this, and you can Google it.
Wait, sir, what are you talking about? Reports about what?
The fairly fact-free rhetoric that you engage in helps to alienate the vast...
So, in other words, my pointing out that Obama violated the Fourth Amendment is alienating America?
Well, as will be shown in the upcoming...
No, don't give me as will be shown. So you believe in breaking the law, then?
He has broken no laws.
Who has broken no laws?
Talk about that the Fourth Amendment is gone, that the First Amendment is gone.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any idea what we're talking about? Do you realize that spying on the average American is a violation of constitutional law?
I absolutely understand, as you do not, that...
All right, yes, because you're superior. You're sitting in a car somewhere trying to put on a big high-class accent, but you're an unknown, invisible individual. Who are you, actually?
You have, well...
What do you do for a living so we may gauge the importance of your words?
As usually happens...
If you don't answer the question, I'm going to hang up on you because you're not making any sense. You're just standing here saying, I'm helping elect Hillary Clinton, but you're not answering the spying on the ordinary American. So you're actually supporting spying on the ordinary American.
Absolutely.
You like spying on the ordinary American.
Absolutely.
So how come it didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, wise guy?
Because they stopped other bombings from occurring.
No, you're not answering. Don't change the subject. You're not beating up an ex-girlfriend. I'm not your ex-girlfriend. Don't try that slippery slope with me, with your forked tongue. How come they didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, even though they were spying on a segment of the American population, most likely conservatives and their political enemies? How come they didn't stop the Muslims who put the pressure cooker bombers in Boston? Can you explain that?
Yes, I can, Mike, because just like you and me, these systems are not perfect.
So in other words, it was imperfect because it wouldn't stop Muslims, but it was perfectly fine to spy on ordinary Americans. So in other words, you're making an excuse for the spies. You like the fact that they have selectively targeted Christians, conservatives, heterosexual white males who wear a cross, talk show hosts who oppose Obama, any political operative who opposes Obama, anyone who doesn't go along with the Chicago mob. Every one of those people are enemies of America now to you?
You're... Rhetoric is entertaining, but as I said...
Yes, I understand how superior you can be. I get it. You're speaking to everyone as though you're somehow on a high mountain. You're on Mount Olympus, and I'm merely an entertainer. I get it. And you're such a superior intellect, but you won't even disclose what you do for a living. What do you do for a living, sir?
Mike, I own an ad agency. I'm a photographer.
An ad agency. A man who spells the truth on a daily basis. A man whose rhetoric itself... whose very breath is made for dispensing the truth. I realize that you're in the entertainment business and you're in the lie business. You're in the business of selling things nobody wants or needs. So where do you come off to have a political opinion when you're a trained liar? You're paid to lie with images and words. So where do you come off trying to have a serious political conversation with me? You're not in my league. You don't have my education or experience. Where do you come off to even pretend you can hold a discussion with me? You can't. Go back to creating your lies and selling the junk that nobody needs, sir. That opens up a line now at 855-400-7282. I would say to my audience now, do you agree with the ad man, or shall I say the madman, who believes that there was no violation of the Fourth Amendment, who believes that it's good to spy on selective groups of Americans but not spy on Muslim Americans because it might offend the growing caliphate that Obama seems to be so interested in seeing emerge around the world? 855-400-7282. Let's go to Houston, Texas, KSEV. Sal, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I'm a Mexican-American, third-generation Mexican-American. And on the Mexican stations, they're saying to get to America as fast as you can because everything's free. If you have a child, it's free. Food stamps, Medicare, everything is free. So get over to American, to America's
So this is how the Mexican, the corrupt, illegitimate Mexican government is getting rid of its poorest people by sending them to the morons in America to take care of them. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, now we have to pay the bill. They're killing our officers. They're killing our taxpayer. They're bringing in drugs, diseases.
I understand. We all understand this. But the establishment are owned, wholly owned on this issue. There is not an opponent of this issue. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the black population in America will probably be most severely affected by legalization or amnesty for the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens who will wind up in this country. They are going to be most severely affected. So the useless Congressional Black Caucus is not even opposing the amnesty bill. Isn't that odd?
It is. Another thing is, Michael, they're saying, too, in the stations that you got to learn how to speak English so you can compete against Americans. You have to learn both languages. And then the black people are out there. They only speak one language. They're losing jobs because they're not bilingual, okay? They're not bilingual.
Well, Sal, you know, you're very impassioned about this as a Mexican-American. It's interesting to me because most Mexican-Americans who are here legally absolutely and vehemently oppose illegal immigration because they're going to be seriously impacted by the hordes coming across the border.
Another thing, Michael, I used to be a prize fighter when I was young. I was a boxer, making money. I went to the fights about maybe 6 months ago, and the Mexicans inside the auditorium are flying the Mexican flag all over the auditorium.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I stopped watching Showtime Boxing. I will not participate in any way. You know, I watch this with great offense. I find it very offensive. I'm a boxing fan, and I'm so glad that you called, Sal. I've never saw this in my lifetime, that a foreign fighter brings his flag and waves it in the auditorium. In fact, I saw a fight last week between two Mexican men, and they are great fighters, Sal. You guys are the strongest. I never saw anything like it. How do you guys take so much punishment in a fight and not go down, I ask myself? The heart of the Mexican fighter is something that the non-fight fan should really behold. They can take a beating and not go down out of macho pride. That's something that every man in the world should watch. But in addition to waving the Mexican flag, one of the fighters had some guy wearing a devil's mask sitting on top of the pole, looking like the devil himself. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Hey, Sal, are you there? Sal is a great caller. Watch out for the man with the soft voice. That's all I can tell you. I'll be right back. It's the one and only Savage Nation. Be here. Or take a job in advertising.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Getting reports of a possible shooting on a platform of a VTA station on 1st Street in downtown San Jose. VTA service may be disrupted right now. The investigation is just beginning. Look out for delays downtown San Jose. On the freeways, Upper Deck Bay Bridge, still have an accident being reported in the right lane as you leave Treasure Island. Traffic slow now from the island into San Francisco. Northbound 101 looks good, but eastbound 80 slow from the split onto the deck. Eastbound 24, still a mess on 580, 980, approaching 24 all the way out to the Caldecott Tunnel, scene of an earlier accident. Northbound 13, a big backup, approaching 24 as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by Big O Tires. This week, visit BigOTires.com, choose the store nearest you, and download the coupon for $50 off on any purchase of $199 or more. Some restrictions apply. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
Just for Father's Day, it's the Super Tuesday Power Sale. This Tuesday at Joseph A. Bank, with half off almost everything. That's the whole store, half price. And any second suitor sport coat is just $99. Plus, $25.99 doorbusters, like executive dress shirts and silk ties, just $25.99. And hundreds of polos and shorts, $25.99. This one's for Dad. Half off regular price on almost everything in the store. Your second suitor sport coat of equal or lesser value. $99 and $25.99 doorbusters. Shirts, ties, polos, and shorts. With most stores open Tuesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Happy Father's Day savings. This Tuesday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Shoes, gift cards, rentals, and traveler products not included.
Downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street, also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, Brentwood, and Market Street.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Federal judges are overseeing the entire program.
Oh, I feel better, Barry.
We've also set up an audit process when I came into office to make sure that we're, after the fact, making absolutely certain that all the safeguards are being properly observed.
Really? How come you, wait, stop the music. So how come you didn't catch the marathon bombers, the Sarnoff brothers? Because you weren't looking at Muslims. You're only looking at patriots. Your mind is so warped. You so hate Americans who love America that you turned your entire bureaucracy against the American citizen. And Edward Snowden is a giant. And you, my friend, are a Lilliputian compared to him. As I sit here on the Savage Nation, as I'm watching this unfold, this poor kid is on the run and he's hiding. And the rats at CNN are running a hit piece on him. They're trying to destroy his reputation, take him apart, make him into a bad guy. But what would you expect from liberals? They take patriots and turn them into traitors. They take traitors and turn them into patriots. So I will ask you, is the NSA whistleblower who is now running for his life, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? In my opinion, he's clearly a patriot. He has nothing to gain from this. And anyone who doesn't see this sees nothing. But I'll go to the callers on the Savage Nation. What is he gaining by this? He's running for his life. He's afraid of being killed. He probably can't come home. So how could you say that he's not done the right thing? He's exposed the government for spying on innocent Americans and looking askance at Muslims who are planning and plotting to bomb us, as in the case of the Sarnoff brothers, because Obama does not profile Muslims, but he profiles patriots. I repeat again what I said last Friday, in case you missed the show. Do you remember right after the Boston Marathon bombing, which was not too long ago, what occurred before they caught the Sarnoff brothers? Do you remember the interview with Eric Holder? He said that the president, meaning Obama, tends to think that the perpetrators are tax protesters. These people have twisted everything. They have perverted everything. They have turned patriots into traitors. That's who they're spying on. Make no mistake about it, this is a seminal moment in American history. You're in the midst of one of the most important stories, if not the most important story you're ever going to hear in your lifetime. And there's only one satisfactory outcome. And that outcome is impeachment of Obama and the resignation of Holder. But the problem is we have no opposition party. If we had an opposition party, there'd be outrage. They'd be standing up and giving speeches. They'd have an all-night session. They'd be filibustering, demanding Holder's resignation, demanding that Eric Clapper of the NSA be put in prison for what he's done for violating the Fourth Amendment rights of millions of Americans. You don't hear one word from Boehner. Where is he? He's not existent. Doesn't exist. It's a fiction. All you have is Dianne Feinstein, which is so ironic it's beyond belief, supporting this spying. Really, what would you give to read Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum's emails? What would you give to see the emails that Dianne Feinstein has received and written over her tenure as a senator? Oh, what you would give. That would be some best-selling book, wouldn't it? So this is what's going on. I personally believe that Obama's agenda is derailed forever. And for the sake of the nation, he should resign. The only thing that can save this country is for the elders of the tribe, meaning the elders of the Democrat Party itself, if there are any. Are there any true liberals left? I don't know. The real liberals who used to say, I may not like what you say, but I would defend with my life your right to say it. They didn't come to my aid when I was banned in Britain, but maybe they'll come to the aid of Mr. Snowden now that his life is in danger from these cyborgs inside the national government. Maybe they will come to his aid, and maybe they'll come to their senses and tell Obama he has to resign. Maybe they'll force him out. It can happen, you know. It can happen. A party can move a man out. It can happen. It's happened in other countries. Of course, it was in different times. I don't think you know the history of England, but after a certain man came back from Germany, again, to go back to a seminal moment in history, rather, and he came back and he said, Neville Chamberlain said, peace is at hand. I have in my hand a piece of paper from Chancellor Hitler, saying that the Anglo-German alliance is as strong as ever. Yay, yay, yay. There will never be war between us. Well, I think the next week Germany invaded Poland. What's the point of the story? His own Labour Party threw him out. They forced him out of office. He didn't resign on his own. Politicians are different than you and I. They're egomaniacs. They have no sense of decency, most of them. But his own Labour Party threw him out for the safety of England. And that's when Winston Churchill came into power. Now, of course, those were different times. There was more honor in government. And we have no Winston Churchill. We have no opposition party whatsoever. We've had an oligarchy and a single party government for at least 20 years, if not longer. But let's not quibble over how long we've had this oligarchy. We have to keep the pressure up. You have to call people. You have to demand this. You have to call your Democrat friends and shake them and wake them up and make them understand that spying on innocent Americans is as bad as it gets. Because the next step from spying on Americans is rounding up Americans in black cars. The step after spying on innocent Americans is sending out black cars with plainclothesmen who take people off the streets and disappear, as in Argentina and every other dictatorship that we have witnessed in our lifetime. Let me take some calls. KSFO in San Francisco. Ted, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead from San Francisco on KSFO.
Yes, I would say that he is a patriot, and I would actually go a little further and say he's probably will go down as being a hero.
Well, he is a hero, but already CNN is trying to smear him. the degenerates on CNN, the degenerates on CNN who supported the fascist uprising in Egypt and called it an Arab spring when I knew it was an Arab winter. Those very same fascists are trying to destroy this young man.
So he's a hero. He's a patriot. And I'm sitting here looking at Boehner.
I don't think this is the end of it, Ted. Do you think this is the extent of the government's evil?
Look, Michael, you hit on this on Friday, and you talked about incrementalism. And we have been under 50, 60 years of, it's like what Obama said on Friday. This is a minor infraction. But you know what? It's an infraction of the Constitution, minor or serious.
Right. He violated at least the Fourth Amendment, if not others. It's a minor invasion. But what would have happened if his emails had been hacked? What if America could see Obama and Michelle's emails? Do they have any emails? Do they send emails? Or about let's have a clear government here. Let's see all of Valerie Jarrett's emails. Let's see Hillary Clinton's emails. Let's see all of their emails since they've been looking at ours. Thanks for the call, Ted. Why is the director of the FBI not going before the American people and calming them? Where is he? Where is the big sis, the bullet girl? The bullet maven. Where's the big girl who can't get enough bullets? Like the nowhere man who put his snout down in the Beatles movie and sucked his own foot back into the horn. How many bullets does this woman need? She didn't fire a shot, nor none of her agents fired a shot during the Boston Marathon bombing. Where are all those bullets? What are they going to be used for? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Watch out, people. I'm warning you. If a government will spy on innocent Americans, and they've been accruing billions of bullets, hollow point 9mm rounds, and they've been buying urban assault vehicles with large rubber tires and turrets in them, which is a fact of reality. This is not a conspiracy show. What are they getting ready for? What's the next step? Well, I'll let you figure it out. Go watch the movie Z. Go watch the movie Z. You'll see what's coming. This is the most important topic in your lifetime. He's disappeared. He's hiding. He's afraid he's going to be killed. He's afraid he's going to be killed by your government. Yeah, that's right. Now listen to who's against him. None other than the Queen of Diamonds, Dianne Feinstein, in Clip 10. Listen to this.
Difficult thing to actually identify what it is, but I can tell you this.
Oh, shut up. What do you mean balance is difficult? Stop it. Stop it. Shut her up. Balance is a difficult thing to actually identify what it is? No, it isn't, Diane. Either you understand what the U.S. Constitution is or you don't. And obviously, you haven't released your emails. Why don't you and your husband, Richard Blum, release the emails over the last 10 years and explain how your fortune went up so greatly while you've been in Congress? Then we'll understand where the balance actually is. See, you like snooping on everybody. You like getting and inveigling your way into become chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. How in the world in a rational nation could this happen? My dog is staring at me. He can't believe what I'm saying. She's the most powerful member of the U.S. Senate. And she's telling us she doesn't know where balance lies with regard to spying on innocent Americans and letting the guilty go free. Where was she when the Tsarnaev brothers were running back and forth to Chechnya? Nowhere. Counting her shekels, no doubt. Counting the sale of the U.S. Postal Service buildings that her husband got the exclusive. Did you hear about that? You didn't hear about that? See the emails on that. How did Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, get the exclusive contract to sell U.S. postal buildings with a no-bid contract? How did he get that? No relationship to his wife, of course. No. She doesn't know where the balance lies. Hey, let me tell you something. A child in the eighth grade who has a reasonable IQ knows where the balance lies. You don't spy on innocent Americans. Period.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on prepped.com. Go there now.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find 20 bucks in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Here's a vote traffic. We start on the Golden Gate Bridge southbound before the North Tower. Crash was in the left lane. It has been cleared, but traffic backed up through the Waldo Tunnel. At northbound 280 at McKee, we've got some debris in the lanes there. On the peninsula, southbound 101 Willow Road, Menlo Park, second lane from the left. It's blocked by a crash. Back to the Caldecott Tunnel. The problem started with a stall. Well, there's a new one now. Eastbound, right before the tunnel, traffic backed up to Highway 580 and on northbound 13. I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month, or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
La, la, la. After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
Discover North Beach's best delis, cafes, bakeries, and more alongside a renowned chef from the San Francisco Food Safari. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Let's talk about immigration. It's on the Senate floor this week. Can you support the Senate bill?
I've got real concerns about the Senate bill, especially in the area of border security and internal enforcement of this system. I'm concerned that it doesn't go far enough.
If it goes farther, are you prepared to sign on to a bill that has a clear path to citizenship for those who are now in the country illegally?
George, what I've tried to do over the course of the last 6 months is to create an environment in the House where members from both parties can continue to work together. And I would expect that a House bill would be to the right.
You got the picture. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. The oligarchy has decided that they're going to grant amnesty to the, what, 11, 22, 33 million illegal aliens? It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The oligarchy or who they report to has decided they're putting a sign called amnesty at the border with Mexico. All come in, all welcome. We need new Democrat voters. And we need to flood America with people who do not speak English, who stamp on our flag and stamp on our customs. That's what the oligarchy wants. Now, why do they want that? One, the powers that be need the labor. Let's be very clear. There's a pecuniary element to all of this, and those who pull the strings of Boehner and the others need the factory labor, the farm labor, the hotel labor, etc. So they're willing to put up with the collateral damage and the collateral cost to the rest of society because they're not paying it. You're paying it, you fool, just as you're paying for it now. That's why your schools have diminished in value. That is why when you went to school, you had to learn to read and to write and to do mathematics. But today, there is so much money spent on remedial teaching and on English as a second language that the poor kids don't have a chance to get even a second-class education, which is why, in California in particular, we have slipped from what was once number one when I moved here in 1974 to, I don't know, what place is it, number 38 in the world? What did this happen because the people got dumber? No, it's because the country, the state in particular, has been flooded with people who do not even read or speak the language. And so, therefore, it's a different situation than it would be if they did speak the language and there was still some standards. California was the golden state when I moved here in 1974, and I had a young child who was entering the first grade. It was the promised land, and I knew that as a young graduate student who had almost no money, that he could go as far as he wanted in the educational system in California, depending upon his own abilities and wants. I knew that he could go to whatever school, grad school, med school, law school. It was entirely up to him. Well, thank God he got what he needed out of San Diego. He went to San Diego State, and he's done very well in life because he's worked 24/7 for many, many years to achieve the American dream, and he did it all on his own, not because he went to college here. My second child also went through public schools in the state, has done very well in life. I'm so proud of her. She recently has gotten her master's degree in psychology. And I haven't said it on the show, but she's going to have a baby in a few months. And, yeah, old Savage is going to be a grandpa finally. I'm waiting for that day. I don't talk about personal stuff. But, yeah, that's happening. So California's educational system was once the greatest. How did it become the worst? Because of the illegal aliens, because of the teacher's lobby, because of English as a second language, because of the disappearance of any standards whatsoever. I really have compassion for the poor teachers because I'm a former teacher and I know how hard it is to teach children, especially those who have no respect for the schoolroom, no respect for learning, no respect for the teacher, no respect for the country, no respect for their elders. I understand it very well. It's the toughest job on earth. So here we sit. Now, let me ask another question. I'll make it very simple and very rationalistic, even if you're in the advertising business. Do you suspect that once amnesty is passed by the criminal oligarchy, the educational standards in America will go up or will they go down? That's an easy question. Even someone who works in advertising, who deals in lies, knows the answer to. He knows that the educational system will go down. Now, let me ask you another question. After the illegitimate oligarchy forces amnesty through, as they force socialized medicine through, despite the opposition of most Americans to Obamacare, will health care in America improve or go down as a result of the 11, 22, or 33 million illegal aliens who are going to suck the system dry? You're telling me that your medical care is going to be equal to what it is now? No, it's going to become akin not to a Canada. No, it's not going to even be akin to England. It will be closer to the clinics in Tijuana. So if you want to see doctors with blood on their smocks, and if you want to see, let us say, hospital floors within 10 years that look dirty, with doctors who are not doctors and nurses who are not nurses and a lack of medical equipment and medical discoveries because Obama's been punishing the pharmaceutical industry. Obama's been punishing the medical device industry with punitive taxation. He is melting the country down as rapidly as he possibly can, either by design or by idiocy. I'm not sure which is really operational here. Sometimes I just think he's not as smart as everyone thinks he is, and I think he's simply an individual so sold on the radical leftist agenda without any regard to where it leads, he doesn't care. So that's my position. What's yours? Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. That's my gigantic Cumulus affiliate in Washington, D.C., where I know many of the politicians who are destroying America are listening to this program right now. Marshall, welcome to the program from WMAL.
Thank you, sir. I think we're missing a great opportunity. We could market the backup system that NSA has and make income, create jobs, get out of debt as a country. And my father was a foreigner from Russia, and he entered World War I and served this country. He would roll over in his grave if he knew what was going on now. Marxism has not died, you know, with Karl Marx. And the thing is, Obama has a poop on all of us, so who wants to oppose him? None of us are perfect. We all have things that could come.
Yes, he is using the dirt on everyone in America who opposes him. He's a fascist dictator in the making. And the fact of the matter is, he has already used this scandalous system of spying to bring down one of the great generals of our time, Petraeus. How was Petraeus brought down by Obama? Was it not through spying by the NSA?
Yeah, he could have been a president.
Am I the first one in the American media to have pointed out that Obama has already destroyed a general through this NSA spying? He's destroyed Petraeus with it. He also fired three generals and one admiral who were going to blow the whistle on Benghazi. He got away with that. I mean, there are many things that have already been used through this, let us say, blackmail or alleged blackmail. What if J. Edgar Hoover had this power and this information? J. Edgar Hoover had a few files on people and he kept the country straight because he was able to blackmail people with a few dusty files. What will Obama do now that he's Edgar J. Hoover on steroids with all of the secret information at his fingertips? What is he likely to do? Thank you for the call. You don't have to answer the question. The question itself, Teddy, is pregnant with the answer. Teddy, believe me, the greenie you're eating is probably of higher quality than what's coming out of Washington. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be absolutely nowhere. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The system's still broken. And to truly deal with this issue, Congress needs to act. And that moment is now. This week, the Senate will consider a common-sense, bipartisan bill that is the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system. It will build on what we've done and continue to strengthen our borders.
You're listening to the greatest liar in the history of the American government. Here is damaged goods Obama with 5-6 major scandals, including the greatest spy scandal of our life. Not saying I'm sorry, not saying I'll fix what we did to you, but saying we'll go further now and damage America for good by granting amnesty to 31 million illegal aliens. Now, if the government says 11, that means it's double it, triple. Moreover, if they grant amnesty to what, 11 million illegals, 12 million, 13 million, no one knows. They don't know because they don't spy on them. They only spy on taxpayers. They will then be able to bring in all of their relatives and put them immediately on welfare, medical care, put them into our schools, unassimilated into the schools, don't learn English, we'll teach you in your language. How is the country going to afford that? Answer, we can't afford that. It will bankrupt America finally and totally. But then again, this is an issue that I've been talking about since 1994, and instead of it getting better, it's gotten worse. How this turns around when you have people like Boehner and Lindsey Graham and Rubio, the ice cream man, who are allegedly Republicans, in lockstep with the spy, the chief spy, is beyond me. I don't know what has to happen. I can't imagine what has to happen. So I'll take your calls here on the Savage Nation on these topics, 855-400-7282. And we'll go on. Life will go on one way or the other. Other nations have disappeared, and yet the nations continued in a new form. One nation after another had its flowering period, then the petals fell off the flower, the nation went into senescence, and they continued onward in another form. When the barbarians broke the Roman Empire into two, the Roman Empire disappeared as the Roman Empire. But the nature of Rome and the empire changed, that's all. It hasn't done anything since to speak of. Just as France, after World War II, France lost the flower of its manhood and really never recovered, when you think about it. Yeah, there are individual Frenchmen who are superb specimens. But by and large, it was actually after Napoleon, I think, that France never recovered because of the megalomania of Napoleon. He wasted about, I don't know, 1.5 million Frenchmen, and 500,000 died on the march back from Russia. 500,000 Frenchmen died in the snow and the cold on the march back from Russia. At that time, though, you're talking post-1850, 500,000 Frenchmen died. How many died in World War One? How many died in World War II? The flower of France has never, ever been seen again. They're living on the fumes of Napoleon in France. And that's what we're going to have in America after Obama. Post-Obama, America will live on the fumes of its history and the fumes of its dignity. But the nation will never recover after this man. It's impossible. There are certain blows that are fatal to a nation. This man is committing fatal blows to this country, one after the other, with little or no opposition. On an issue like spying, you would expect there to be great opposition. But then you have turncoats like Lindsey Graham, one of the worst men in the history of the Senate, greeted on Fox News as though he's a legitimate individual when he's nothing but a turncoat. He's a Benedict Arnold to everything good about the country. And he's not alone. He's not alone. Instead, he's being interviewed by Scarface as I speak. Scarface on Fox News, the Scientologist, interviewing Lindsey Benedict Arnold Graham about his position on domestic spying. If you've got a comment to make on the spying or the granting of amnesty to illegal aliens, you can do so. And I don't want to give you a mea culpa that I love Mexicans, because I actually love the Mexican families that I see around me, and I've said so. I've said so for many years. I'm almost embarrassed to have to repeat my position, is that I see the families. But we're not looking at only the good families, are we? We're not looking at the man who kills himself 7 days a week like my father did as an immigrant to raise a family the right way and keeps the children in line, and the mother who raises the children and puts the little girls in white dresses and takes them to church on Sunday. That's a beautiful thing to see. That's a very beautiful thing to see. But really, are they the exception or the rule of the illegal immigrants? How about those with tattoos on their neck who are running drugs into America? How about those people? Are they going to be given amnesty and be made into presto instant Obama voters as well? Huh? 855-400-7282. No, I do admire the American, the Mexican people who come here and work so hard. I'm not blind to that. I'm not blind to every restaurant I go in. I know who's cooking. I know who's serving the meals. I'm not blind to the hard work. I walk around the streets of San Francisco and see what's going on. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf and I'm not dumb. I'm the son of an immigrant. I am the only major national talk show host who was the son of an immigrant with one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. But boy, oh boy, is there a chasm between legal immigration and illegal immigration, isn't there? And I spend a lot of time, as much time as I can, really, looking at reality, walking the streets of San Francisco and trying to hear things and see things. And I told you last week I was on the way to the waterfront restaurant after a show, which is my new hangout. I try not to go up to North Beach. It's so depressing lately with the bums in the streets and the subway construction that the corrupt politicians have engaged in, the billion-dollar tunnel to nowhere that's not even being written about by the Nun newspaper, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party, so far as I can tell. Streets of North Beach are basically obliterated by the subway to nowhere, the equipment, the dust, the grime, undermining the very Italian neighborhood that they eat in just for greed. But what else is new under the sun? So I tend to hang around on the north waterfront. I'm always comfortable near water. And I was on the way to the restaurant, as I say to you. It's right on the foot of Broadway. It's sort of my new hangout. When I get into town, I go over there. First of all, it has the best seafood, but I'm telling you this for a reason. Because the reason is that on the way over, it was on a weekend night, a weeknight on a Saturday, a group of kids came off a bus. Two huge buses stopped by the ferry terminal near one of the piers. And I saw these kids coming off in tuxedos and, you know, the gowns that high school kids wear. And they were all Chinese kids, 98% Chinese kids. And they were dressed beautifully. And I said to the friend of mine, Jack, I said, that's the future of America. It's beautiful to see. I said, that's the future of America. They'll save us from these politicians who are trying to destroy us. Because these kids all want a home in the suburbs and 2.1 children. In other words, they still want the American dream, thank God. It's the Asian kids who will save this country. They get married, they have children, they make a living, they work hard. I mean, it's amazing to watch. And by the way, just as a side note, if you're going to go off your high alkaline diet, as I have, well, let's put it to you this way. If you have a last meal on Earth and you're at San Quentin, which I don't wish upon anyone, but let's say you have one last meal request, don't order pizza for your last meal. Get the pancetta prawns at the get the pancetta prawns at the waterfront restaurant. I mean, I violated my diet. I went from A to Z on that one. But thank God I did what I had to do. I cleansed my body with my high alkaline diet because of my training, and I'm kind of into a rebalancing phase. But wow, was it good to violate the diet. I was the monk who went over the wall. Yeah, if you're dying, you have one last request. Have pancetta prawns from my friend Al's restaurant. Oh, yeah. So life goes on. I mean, I'm not going to stop eating. I'm not going to stop playing with my dog. I'm not going to stop doing my radio show. I'm not going to stop living. I'm going to go on with life. I cannot let the illegitimate cower under me, to put it in a very simplistic manner. If you care to comment on the Savage Nation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls. WABC. George, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. I'd rather have beef Wellington and a Bordeaux, but anyway.
So that would be your last meal request? It wouldn't be a box of pizza and a soda?
Yep. Anyway, the reason he's not spying on certain individuals, in particular like the terrorist groups, is because they're his fifth column. As a Marxist, he's utilizing them, abusing them or conning them, just like all tyrants through history. They made friends with religion, and then when they got to where they wanted to be, they destroyed the religion. He's going to double-cross them as well.
Who, the Muslim friends he has?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's using them to
Do you notice that while the riots are going on in Turkey, Obama, the friend of every despot on earth, whether it be the Muslim Brotherhood that arose in Egypt because of him, or the Muslim Brotherhood that arose in Libya because of him,
uh-huh,
or the so-called opposition in Syria that John McCain himself embraced like the fool he is, do you notice Obama has nothing to say about the riots in Turkey that are ongoing right now? Do you know why? Because they're the opposite of the other riots. These rioters in Turkey, people don't even know in America because of the dumbness in the media. They don't even know what the riots are about. The great protests in Turkey right now are not by Islamists trying to take over the government, but by modernists who do not want Islamization to continue on the roll, on the steamroller path that it's on. They're saying to Erdogan, no, we're not going down the road of the veil. No, we're not going down the road of the burqa. No, you're not going to put our women into the dark ages. No, you're not going to take away our freedom. That's what the riots and protests are in Turkey right now, and that's why Obama has nothing to say about them. George, don't you agree with me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And sadly,
you know, I'm the only one in the... Have you heard this analysis before? I don't listen to other shows by and large. I don't have the time. But has anyone else talked about the riots in Turkey with such clarity as I have? No. No, because they don't even know what's going on. They haven't heard about it or read about it.
I've heard.
And since Limpor doesn't know what's going on, his minions don't know what's going on. The minions who follow his sled. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. If you care to talk on the Savage Nation, you can try to get on. I think that this story is the biggest story of your life. And I think that Snowden is a great hero. He is one of the greatest heroes of my life. He has... He has nothing to gain by this. Nothing. He's lost his life. He's given his life for his country. What more can a patriot do than what this young man Snowden did? And yet that drunk, that sellout drunk, Boehner, had this to say. Play clip one for a moment for the audience.
He's a traitor. The president outlined last week that these are important national security programs to help.
Okay, John Boehner, you ought to look in the mirror before you open your mouth. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now, 877-370-5779. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSOB number 778326.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the one and only Savage Nation. I've given you the number, you know, the website, michaelsavage.com. I happen to love my own website. I mean, the pictures on it. I have a picture site. You know, I don't do it's hardly any original stuff. But we have a picture right now. Democrat senator speaks in Spanish on Senate floor as he calls for amnesty for every illegal immigrant. Take a look at the face of this clown. You won't believe the face of this clown. I don't know who caught the picture, but they should be given an award. It's as good as most of the pictures I see in the Drudge Report. I don't know how he gets them. But Art Moore of WND gets these for me. Wow, are they good. While you slept, the Senate passed a $500 billion farm bill. You hear this? Could you believe this? A $500 billion farm bill. Murder of teen for blasphemy shocks city. That's the Islamic law that's coming to a city near you. They gave him a foot washing stand here in San Francisco, saying it was a very minor accommodation, Sharia law, here at San Francisco Airport. A foot washing stand for the Muslim cabbies. I wonder if Christians could establish a shrine to Mother Teresa at the SFO if the very fine individuals who run the airport commission, who gave the Muslim cabbies a foot bath, would permit a shrine to Mother Teresa. Or let us say a place for Jews to have a minion or a Buddhist statue somewhere. I think it should be challenged, number one. But I also wonder if the Muslim cabbies who got a foot bath permit blind people with seeing eye dogs to get into their Sterling cabs. Because I understand that in Minneapolis, the Somali cab drivers refused to permit blind people to enter their cabs because they thought dogs were filthy. Isn't diversity wonderful? Isn't diversity great to see how great it is not to have a white country anymore? Because you need diversity where blind people are spat upon and foot baths are put into airports so they can cleanse their feet. Because they're otherwise such clean individuals. No, it's a great country. Diversity is great, what we learn from other cultures. Like how to not let blind people into taxis because we hate dogs. Anywho, George in Indianapolis on WXLW. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm one of those liberal people that you dislike. But I wanted to let you know that I'm with you on the spying issue. You should reach out to your fellow people who are on the other side of the political spectrum, because I think you'll find that there are a lot of people who are really angry.
Well, George, I know it's true. The ACLU sued Obama today. I think you know that. The ACLU brought a lawsuit against Obama because of the NSA. Actually, they're suing the NSA, even though we know Obama and Valerie Jarrett were behind it. They're suing the NSA, which they should do. I think a great class action suit is in order. But, George, I mean, between me and you, are they ever going to win anything suing the government?
They have to try.
Well, what you actually believe that Obama was the honest reformer that he pretended to be?
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said can you hear me? I said I used to believe that.
Yeah, well, hey, welcome to the club. But I never believed it because I knew his background. It was clearly steeped in Leninism rather than Marxism. People confuse that. Okay, George, thanks for the call. Liberal doesn't believe that Obama's the man he wanted to vote for. Ron on KSFO in San Francisco. A lot of KSFO callers today. Welcome to the program, Ron. What's on your mind?
Thanks very much, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to call. I'm a high-tech professional, and I want to call to inform listeners about this term that's being used, metadata. and how the use of that term has been sort of watered down, saying, oh, it's, you know, there's really nothing there, it's just the metadata. Well, metadata is actually what people need to use in order to perform highly efficient and faster searches of data once they've stored it.
That's right. That's right. In J. Edgar Hoover's time, if a man was gay, he used that as blackmail against individuals to keep them in line. So today they need to know that you left your house after looking at a gay chat line and you went to a gay nightclub, and maybe they could use that against people. You're giving an example, right, of just point-to-point data. Isn't that what you're saying? I think
join
so. I'll be right.
Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples. You get free shipping. No sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fouts on Talk 560 KSFO. California is one step closer to becoming the first state in the nation to ban lead ammunition for hunting. The state Senate's Natural Resources Committee voted 7-1 on Tuesday in favor of a bill banning the ammunition. Supporters say that spent shot is the largest unregulated source of lead pollution in the U.S. Google wants to be able to prove to users that it is not broadly handing over your online communications. The company is asking the Obama administration for permission to give more details about the government's requests for emails and other online activity. Google also insists that it did not know about the PRISM program until reading about it last week. Taking a look at traffic, still some residual delays getting onto the Golden Gate Bridge southbound 101 because of an earlier crash, and a little slow eastbound 24 approaching the Caldecott Tunnel, but certainly much better than it was. I'm Dave Fouts, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-921-8040. That's 1-800-921-8040.
The world is changing and radio is changing with it. Now with iHeartRadio, this station and over 1,500 of the best stations play right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return?
The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control and, in many cases, get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info. 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You've got to pass background checks. You've got to learn English. You've got to pay taxes and a penalty. And then you've got to go to the back of the line behind everybody who's done things the right way and have tried to come here legally. So this won't be a quick process.
Oh,
it'll
no.
take at least 13 years before the vast majority of these individuals are able to even apply for citizenship.
Oh.
So this is no cakewalk.
Now, Obama says, of course, being a skilled liar and a rhetorician, that this is not amnesty. They've got to learn English. Now, does that mean he's going to hire 13 million new agents, English agents? How are they going to know if the people learned English to become a citizen? So what, which is the IRS now going to hire 13 million new agents to go out? And how are they going to find out if a person learned English? I guess there's going to be a whole new bureaucracy created by Obama, the English language bureaucracy. And it's going to probably be people with people who don't speak English, perhaps from Mexico, to see if you... What is he, crazy? What do you mean you've got to learn English? Where'd you hear this crap from? This is, they're all putting this out. You got to pass background checks. You've got to learn English. So 20 million people are here illegally, or 25... And they've got to learn English, right? Who's going to inspect whether, who's going to check whether they learn English? They can't tell if the children in our schools speak English. And this president of ours, this damaged goods president, is telling us that they're going to have to learn English to become a citizen. That's unbelievable to me. I mean, one big lie after another. Look, I'm not that much of a cynic, and I'm not that much of a, I'm a realist in many ways. You know, I was reading Of Human Bondage recently by Somerset Maugham. He used to be one of my favorite authors. Of the years I spent in the Fiji Islands, many lonely nights in the rain, listening to rain hammering on the tin roofs in Suva in particular. I read those little red-covered books. I forget the series they were, you know, all the fiction that was out then. And Of Human Bondage by Somerset Maugham was an interesting book. And I picked it up, and there's a passage where the main character, protagonist, he has a limp. He has a damaged leg. And he's complaining bitterly about his life, and he doesn't want to go on. He thinks life's not living because he's imperfect. And his antagonist says to him in the novel, "You're not perfect." He says, "I'm not perfect." He said, "Nobody is perfect." He said, the entire planet is filled with imperfect beings, tens of millions of imperfect beings walking around. And he said, that doesn't mean you stop living. He said, what you do is you go on living, and you look for the good in people, not their imperfections. And I thought that was one of the greatest lines I ever read in a novel, to be frank. I mean, I used to read novels when they had lines that were uplifting like that and insightful. I don't see much of that anymore, except in my novels, you know, which I wrote, which are full of insights in addition to being adventure novels, political thrillers. And, yeah, I'll pump it. Go buy it. Yeah, it's great. It's full of insights. A Time for War is a wonderful novel, but... You know, there are people who know things, who write and speak on radio and blog and publish websites. We have knowledge. And we also know BS when we hear it. I mean, we can hear it. We, you know, they used to say, a BS detector. Well, wow, you don't need a BS detector when Obama speaks. You basically have to turn it off because it'll explode. I mean, all the BS detectors went off in America the minute he got up today. They were ready to explode like radiation meters. Inside Chernobyl after the Chernobyl meltdown. Yes, indeedy, the illegal aliens have to have back. They have to pass background checks. They don't know who they are, but they're going to pass a background check. And then they have to learn English. Really. And again, I say, Just take, use common sense till you hear it tomorrow on Limpaugh's show. Limpaugh will pick it up tonight. The scribe will get it from and give it to him. But who is going to inspect whether, who's going to see if they learned English? How is that possible? No, the balkanization of America will be complete after he gets through with us. It'll be broken along the lines of ex-Yugoslavia. And that's very, very, very disastrous. It's a tragedy in the greatest kind coming into this country. A tragedy of the greatest making because of this corrupt administration and the corrupt Republican Party. Play the bagpipes for all of the police and Border Patrol agents killed or injured by illegal aliens over the last 20 years. And to all the victims of drunk drivers from Mexico, the rape victims who can't find the rapists because they fled across the border. I play these bagpipes for you on the Savage Nation. The only people who are Scottish go to McDonald's for Scottish cuisine. I understand that, to feel their homeland. They have Scottish food at McDonald's. But I think what we need to do is play some Pantera just for the moment and then go into a great interview I did today with Tim. Actually, I did it yesterday. Tim Stanley of the UK Guardian on the spy scandal. Let's have Pantera into Tim Stanley. I have told you that the Verizon phone tapping scandal is huge, of these companies giving over your phone records to the spies in the government. Just how big is yet to be seen. Joining us now is Tim Stanley, who says in a recent UK Telegraph column that Obama's national security state is now outside of democratic control. Wow, just what I wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny. Tim Stanley, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
You're saying that the sheer number of these scandals expose Obama's authoritarianism?
Okay, well, I'm talking about the Obama administration rather than necessarily him, although I would say that he set the tone of his administration. If there was just one scandal, one revelation, then it would be a bad thing, but it wouldn't necessarily tell us something far more dramatic than that one agency had gotten out of control. So if it was just the Verizon scandal, I think that would be a separate matter. But when you add on to that the IRS effectively harassing political opponents, when you have the Department of Justice harassing Fox journalists, when you have the AP's phone records being kept, it all adds up to a general impression of an administration which is out of control and which is using the surveillance state, which was set up for well-intentioned purposes after 9/11 to protect the country. It's using that in a way that's very, very unhealthy. So that's what I mean by it slipped beyond democratic control. Now, does this come from Obama personally? We don't have the smoking email. We don't know how much he knows about what's going on. We don't have answers like that. But what I would say is I think that the partisan aggression of his time in office, the way in which he's consistently attacked opponents and demonized opponents, I think that set the tone for these abuses of power.
Oh, so the so-called conspiracy theorists don't seem to be so crazy now, all those people I talked about in trickle-down tyranny?
It doesn't validate the craziest conspiracy theories, the really bananas ones. It doesn't mean that the world is being governed by a new world order. It doesn't mean that Barack Obama is a lizard or anything like that. What it does do, though, is it legitimizes the questions that some conspiracy theorists do ask. Now, the thing with conspiracy theories is they often ask perfectly rational questions, but then pull out completely irrational answers. So they'll join dots between things and say that this all amounts to some grand universal conspiracy theory. That's rarely the case, but it does leave you starting to have greater sympathy for the kind of people who ask the kind of questions that they ask. And those questions might be simply, does government have too much power? Why is it not transparent? What is it doing with that power? And is it in any way politically partisan? I think those have become, in the last few weeks, perfectly reasonable questions to ask.
Why do you think this type of spying and tyranny is often overlooked?
I think this kind of thing gets overlooked, partly, and I hope listeners won't take offense at this, but I think Americans have such a faith in their liberty and in their history of liberty that they presume the Constitution is enough to defend them. They've got to realize that actually that's not the case, and some people can hide behind that legacy of liberty. So I think that's part of the reason. I think part of the reason is also that a lot of the media is kind of in the bag for Obama, doesn't want to pay attention to this sort of thing, quite often just isn't interested in this sort of thing. And really the only reason in the last few weeks why the mainstream media has paid attention is because it was the mainstream media that was being targeted. It was when the AP discovered their records were being kept, it was when they discovered that Fox News journalists were being targeted, that's when the media really paid attention to what the administration was doing. And that's why we're suddenly seeing all this being talked about so seriously.
Why are the same people who were complaining as loudly as possible about the Patriot Act under Bush are not so oddly silent under Obama?
I think a lot of the people who have suddenly either gone silent or are defending Obama when they were against the Patriot Act, I think they are displaying a common partisanship that's similar in both parties. You will find conservatives who thought the Patriot Act was fantastic under Bush and defended him and who now seem outraged because it's happening under Obama. You'll find liberals who attack the Patriot Act but now who say that Obama's okay. I think that, again, is very sad. This is an issue that goes beyond partisan politics. It's whether you favor limited constitutional government or not. And I think there are some people for whom their political ideals are above constitutional government. They don't care what the government does as long as it's their guy in charge of it. But I think, hopefully, there's a wider group of Americans who just care about the Constitution, regardless of the politics of it. I think those are the people who are outraged at both the Patriot Act and at what Obama's administration has been doing.
Well, what were the warnings in place? I spent pages on this, pages on it in trickle-down tyranny. You all ignored it.
Definitely. We basically sleepwalked into this. We already had a big warning about this in 2006. A lot of the authority that was used in order to carry out what's happened in the PRISM scandal, that was passed by Congress in 2009. There has always been reportage on this. People have always been talking about this sort of thing. It took a whistleblower, it took Edward Snowden, and to some extent it took people like Bradley Manning in order to expose it, in order to make us think about it more. But definitely, it is very troubling that worries about liberty tend to be limited to a very small group of people. It would be great if the mainstream media talked about it more.
Okay, where do you think it goes from here? What happens next?
We just don't know what more will be revealed. I don't think that can be answered. Look at it this way. At this time, in the early few months of Richard Nixon's administration in 1973, if people had said he would resign 2 years later, you would laugh at them. And now I'm not saying that either Obama is responsible in the way Nixon was, or that it will go as far as it did then. And it would almost be impossible for the Senate to impeach him anyway. But it's wise to remember that we can't second guess what's going to happen next. This could either all stop tomorrow and we'll become obsessed with some other story, or it could get even bigger. And actually, given what Edward Snowden said in his interview with The Guardian about what the government's capable of and what it has been doing, I think the story could get even bigger. You can read more about this at the Daily Telegraph, which is its coverage has been fantastic at this, and you can read more at my blog, which is on the Daily Telegraph. And there is a lot of British media which is trying to pick up the stories that some of the American mainstream media don't talk about. We're trying to get there first. So quite often the best way to learn about America is to read about it on British websites.
Tim Stanley, thanks again for your great work and for being on The Savage Nation.
It's a pleasure.
All right, I'm Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation. We'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
CIA, I could have people come after me or any of their third-party partners. You know, they work closely with a number of other nations. Or, you know, they could pay off the triads or, you know, any of their agents or assets. We've got a CIA station just up the road and the consulate here in Hong Kong. And I'm sure they're going to be very busy for the next week. And that's a fear I'll live under for the rest of my life, however long that happens to be.
That's one of the voice of one of the greatest Americans in our lifetime, and that's this young man, Snowden, why he came forward and fearing for his life. Listen to clip 15 where he tries to convince you, the middle of the road, who doesn't truly understand what you've lost, as a result of the NSA spying, who maybe you don't even care what you've lost. Maybe you're such a bootlicker of liberalism that you're glad it's being done. Listen to what this young man says in the next clip.
I think that the public is owed an explanation of the motivations behind the people who make these disclosures that are outside of the democratic model. When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy. And if you do that in secret consistently, you know, as the government does when it wants to benefit from a secret action that it took, it'll kind of give its officials a mandate to go, hey, you know, tell the press about this thing and that thing, so the public is on our side. But they rarely, if ever, do that when an abuse occurs.
Boy, he is articulate. The man never went to college. I think he's a high school dropout. It's amazing, isn't he, how intelligent he is. I guess that's because his brain wasn't washed at Harvard. And he didn't go to NYU Law School to learn how to be a complete skunk. But there it is. And let me tell you something. Look at what's happening now. If you think it's going to get better, let me ask you to think carefully for a minute. Do you remember when you tolerated the beginning of the TSA, the initial times when you first had to take your shoes off, and you were told it was temporary and it was to catch evil terrorists? Did the TSA get less intrusive or more intrusive? Did Homeland Security get smaller or bigger? Huh? You were told it was just an emergency measure. Now you have a maniac running the Homeland Security Division who is accruing 9mm hollow point rounds of ammunition. The last I checked, there was 1.8 billion rounds of ammunition, which has caused ammunition to dry up in America. These rounds, these hollow point rounds, are designed for one reason, which is to expand inside the human body and tear flesh and organs to pieces. They are banned in international combat, so far as I know, and yet your government, your Department of Homeland Security, has bought these bullets, and I'll remind you of something else. They didn't fire one shot during the takedown of the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston. It was a local Boston PD. So again, be very careful what's going on here. Open your eyes to it. The world is a terrible place. There are evil people in it. Some of them happen to be senators. Some of them happen to be congressmen. And yes, it's even possible that evil can arrive at the highest office in any land. Just take a look at the countries around the world. And it didn't happen overnight. And you're saying, well, it can't happen here. Well, my friends, it has happened here, right in front of your eyes. And you've had the opportunity over the last 2 days to take the right position. But strangely enough, the majority of Americans are glad to be sheeple. They feel safe being sheeple. They like an intrusive spying government because they say they've got nothing to hide. Little do they know that they will be the last to go to the gallows. Just remember the adages from the past, from wiser men than I. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton. And then there was another one that I never forgot from the World War II era. It was from Reverend Niemöller, if my memory doesn't fail me, and it never does, or rarely does it ever, not when it's important. It's the little things I can't remember sometimes. Reverend Niemöller, who wound up in a Nazi concentration camp, wrote this after he was freed from Auschwitz. He wasn't Jewish, by the way. He was a reverend. But he opposed Hitler at that time. And he said, when they came for the Jews, I did not raise my voice because I was not a Jew. When they came for the communists, I did not raise my voice because I was not a communist. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not raise my voice because I was not a trade unionist. When they came for me, there was no one left to raise their voice. Reverend Niemöller. Never forget what I just read to you from my mind, what I remembered from my memory. Yeah, my memory serves me very well. But then again, I'm from another period. I mean, I was raised, by the way, in classic liberalism, in case you don't know it. Every college I went to was, teachers were all classic liberals. I mean, I don't think I went to some conservative college. There was no such thing. I'm a boy who went to Queens College of the City University of New York. I don't know what percent were fellow travelers or outright commies, but looking back, many of them were refugees from Europe, and they were all very left-wing. They were my teachers. Then I got a master's degree, published it in one of the Harvard journals, my first thesis. You don't know that. The teachers, I don't know what their politics were because it was in the hard sciences. Then I got another master's degree, and I published that thesis as a book. It was the first book ever published by the United Nations, believe it or not. It was my book. You don't know that either. Then I went to the University of California at Berkeley, where I earned my Ph.D. in 2.8 years. I think it was one of the quickest earned Ph.D.s in the history of Berkeley. And I did so with an almost a perfect A average. Again, I don't know what the politics were of my teachers, but they weren't conservatives, I'm pretty sure of that. But all along the way, I was a very, very intense reader of novels, a very big reader of history, and a very big student of politics. Power corrupts, Mr. Obama, and absolute power has absolutely corrupted you.
Join the Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation today for June 11th, 2013. It's Tuesday, so it must be the Soviet Union. Well, it's not the Soviet Union. It's just America acting like the ex-Soviet Union. As I told you in Trickle Down Tyranny, we have become under Obama the USS of A, the United Soviet States of America. Laugh if you will. It's not funny. Why am I saying it? Because 52% of Americans like being spied on by the NSA. You heard me. Now, what you don't know is that Germans under Hitler spied on and denounced their neighbors and friends, not because they genuinely believed them to be a security threat, because they thought that they would benefit by spying on their neighbors, both financially and socially, and then they would feel psychologically empowered because they were rewarded by Hitler and his Nazi party, their masters, in other words. This is being called the Good German Syndrome, which is now very much alive and kicking amongst middle American fools today, completely at ease with the tyrannical government that has emerged under this leftist fascist dictatorship, making any excuse imaginable to deny that the United States is beginning to resemble a high-tech plutocracy which treats its own citizens as the enemy. I have no other words to add to that. A majority of you say that the National Security Agency's program tracking the telephone records of millions of you is an acceptable way for the government to investigate terrorism. Even though these feds failed to stop the Boston Marathon bombing, you still don't get it yet? Also on MichaelSavage.com today, Rubio, forked tongue, says legalization first in Spanish. In English, he says, oh no, not legalization first, but border security first. He is a forked tongue, two-faced liar, loved only by Limpaugh and his minions. On MichaelSavage.com on the bottom, there's pictures of elephants, pictures of dogs, my article, A Teflon Swan, a wonderful article on Is There Life After Delivery, ads for A Time for War, train tracks, Savage audio on infants contracting herpes and Jewish circumcision ritual. All I can say about the Jewish circumcision ritual is feh, feh, and feh again. Oh, did you hear about this one? Boehner. Boehner came out today and attacked the hero who blew the whistle on the NSA spying. He said Edward Snowden is a traitor. So I've told you for years that this is an oligarchy, a one-party system. Was I wrong or was I right? Boehner is a fool. Boehner is a stooge. Boehner is part of the same system. Boehner is Obama. Boehner is Obama. John Boehner the drunk has finally been heard from, and he supports spying on the average American. He supports the big lie, which, of course, we were told, we learned when we were in high school, many of us, that if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Now, John Boehner must have skipped that when he was working in the steel mills, because he probably didn't even go past high school. He probably doesn't even know who wrote that or who said that, that if you tell a big lie often enough that we need to spy on Americans to keep them safe. Why, that statement was made by none other than the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Thank you, John, for knowing nothing. And again, I'll repeat yesterday's question, which was very clear. Is the NSA leaker Snowden a hero or a traitor? You know my position. He's clearly a hero. And what's amazing to me is the entire left wing agrees with me. The entire right wing agrees with me. The only people who don't agree with me are either those who are too ignorant to understand what freedoms they have given up, or what criminal acts have been committed by Barack Hussein Obama and his Chicago gang. I mean, do you care what this is about? Don't you think there should be a full investigation by Congress to determine what records were released by Obama? is he a hero? Isn't there something here that would make him a hero? I mean, sure, it's national security secrets, but they were gained illegally through your phone records, through your internet records. It means that your freedom is gone. Your Fourth Amendment is gone. Your First Amendment is gone. Stepped on by Barack Hussein Obama, the lying commander-in-chief. The lying commander-in-chief. The lying, lying scoundrel in the White House. How do you feel about this? Tell me what you think about this. Even the ACLU is shocked by what Obama is doing. Look, in today's issue of the Michael Savage newsletter, I continue to condemn the government's unprecedented surveillance of ordinary Americans' phone calls and email messages. And I noted that even the ultra-left ACLU has spoken out against the extent of Obama's unconstitutional domestic spying. And then I said, although he studied constitutional law, Obama isn't so much a constitutional lawyer as he is a constitutional liar, Savage told his listeners, adding, as I've told you for years since my first appearance on radio in 1994, the left wraps themselves in the Constitution when it suits them. Then they use it as toilet paper when it doesn't. When we hear that the NSA is mining metadata, what does that mean? Obama called it a modest encroachment on privacy. That's not true. I went to the website of the American Civil Liberties Union. Even they are shocked by what the Obama government is doing. Don't fall for any conspiracy theories about this. Don't. Don't fall for it. Just because you don't understand what freedom is doesn't mean the rest of us don't understand what freedom is. This is a seminal moment in American history. Make no mistake about it. And if you let this illegitimate gang get away with this, what is next? Well, I'll let your imagination run wild, because this is how it started in Argentina. This is how it started in Germany, where one person spied upon another. You say, well, there's no comparison. That's because you're not a student of history as I am. You may not understand that Germans under Hitler spied on and denounced their very neighbors and friends and even their parents and their family, not because they thought that their neighbors or their father or their mother were security threats to Germany, but because they thought that they would benefit by doing so. They would move up in the Nazi hierarchy. They would move up financially. They'd move up socially. They'd also feel stronger, that they had some power over their neighbors or their family, and that they would be rewarded by their Nazi masters for their obedience. It's not much different now. Paul Joseph Watson on PrisonPlanet.com wrote that, and he said the good German syndrome is very much alive and kicking amongst Americans today, most of whom seem to be completely at ease with the fact that their government is becoming tyrannical, while we willingly make any excuse imaginable to deny that the United States is beginning to resemble a high-tech plutocracy which treats its own citizens as the enemy. And I will repeat something that I've said since last Friday, which seems to have been lost to most people who listen to me. Obama was not spying on all Americans. He was spying on selective Americans. It had nothing to do with preventing terrorism. Don't believe a word of these liars, because they failed to stop the Boston Marathon bombing, didn't they? Gee, that's an embarrassing fact that Mr. Boehner the drunk seems to have missed. But I'm not alone on this. The entire left supports this position, and hopefully the entire right understands what's at stake. What's sad here and terrifying is that the vast majority of shorts-wearing, barbecuing Americans don't even know what's going on, nor do they care. They're ready for a ring in their nose. They're ready for a ring in their nose. I remember when I was a little boy, my father told me a parable. And it was about a farmer who had a young calf. And he said to me, Michael, just remember this story for the rest of your life. I said, what is it, Dad? He said, well, the farmer picked his calf up when it was a little baby calf and lifted it over its head. And he lifted the calf up as it grew. The little more it grew, he lifted the calf up. Each time the calf grew, he lifted it up over his head. And then when it was a bull, he was still able to lift the bull over its head, because he did it by gradation. Very gradually, he learned to lift the bull over his head. You may feel like a bull. You may have big muscles. You may have tattoos. You can knock anyone's block off. But you're no different than that bull. And you're ready for a ring in your nose. And Obama is the farmer. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Clothing Drive ends soon. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
KSFO, Rich, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I just want to thank you for being consistently entertaining and for doing what you can to help ensure a Clinton presidency in 2016.
You're trying to be sarcastic and clever, but you didn't make your point. Show me how I'm helping Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm not trying to be sarcastic at all. In fact, there's a number of recent reports about this, and you can Google it.
Wait, sir, what are you talking of? Reports about what?
The fairly fact-free rhetoric that you engage in helps to alienate the vast...
So, in other words, my pointing out that Obama violated the Fourth Amendment is alienating America?
Well, as will be shown in the upcoming...
No, don't give me as will be shown. So you believe in breaking the law, then?
He has broken no laws.
Who has broken no laws?
Talk about that the Fourth Amendment is gone, that the First Amendment is gone.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any idea what we're talking about? Do you realize that spying on the average American is a violation of constitutional law?
I absolutely understand, as you do not, that...
All right, yes, because you're superior. You're sitting in a car somewhere trying to put on a big high-class accent, but you're an unknown, invisible individual. Who are you, actually?
You have, well...
What do you do for a living so we may gauge the importance of your words?
As usually happens...
If you don't answer the question, I'm going to hang up on you because you're not making any sense. You're just standing here saying I'm helping elect Hillary Clinton, but you're not answering the spying on the ordinary American. So you're actually supporting spying on the ordinary American.
Absolutely.
You like spying on the ordinary American.
Absolutely.
So how come it didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, wise guy?
Because they stopped other bombings from occurring.
No, you're not answering. Don't change the subject. You're not beating up an ex-girlfriend. I'm not your ex-girlfriend. Don't try that slippery slope with me, with your forked tongue. How come they didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, even though they were spying on a segment of the American population, most likely conservatives and their political enemies? How come they didn't stop the Muslims who put the pressure cooker bombers in Boston? Can you explain that?
Yes, I can, Mike, because just like you and me, these systems are not perfect.
So in other words, it was imperfect because it wouldn't stop Muslims, but it was perfectly fine to spy on ordinary Americans. So in other words, you're making an excuse for the spies. You like the fact that they have selectively targeted Christians, conservatives, heterosexual white males who wear a cross, talk show hosts who oppose Obama, any political operative who opposes Obama, anyone who doesn't go along with the Chicago mob. Every one of those people are enemies of America now to you?
Rhetoric is entertaining, but as I said...
Yes, I understand how superior you can be. I get it. You're speaking to everyone as though you're somehow on a high mountain. You're on Mount Olympus, and I'm merely an entertainer. I get it. And you're such a superior intellect, but you won't even disclose what you do for a living. What do you do for a living, sir?
Mike, I own an ad agency. I'm a photographer.
An ad agency. A man who spells the truth on a daily basis. A man whose rhetoric itself... whose very breath is made for dispensing the truth. I realize that you're in the entertainment business and you're in the lie business. You're in the business of selling things nobody wants or needs. So where do you come off to have a political opinion when you're a trained liar? You're paid to lie with images and words. So where do you come off trying to have a serious political conversation with me? You're not in my league. You don't have my education or experience. Where do you come off to even pretend you can hold a discussion with me? You can't. Go back to creating your lies and selling the junk that nobody needs, sir. That opens up a line now at 855-407-2822. I would say to my audience now, do you agree with the ad man, or shall I say the madman, who believes that there was no violation of the Fourth Amendment, who believes that it's good to spy on selective groups of Americans but not spy on Muslim Americans because it might offend the growing caliphate that Obama seems to be so interested in seeing emerge around the world? So here we sit. Now let me ask another question. I'll make it very simple and very rationalistic, even if you're in the advertising business. Do you suspect that once amnesty is passed by the criminal oligarchy, the educational standards in America will go up or will they go down? That's an easy question. Even someone who's stoned, who works in advertising, who deals in lies, knows the answer to. He knows that the educational system will go down. Now let me ask you another question. After the illegitimate oligarchy forces amnesty through, as they force socialized medicine through, despite the opposition of most Americans to Obamacare, will health care in America improve or go down as a result of the 11, 22, or 33 million illegal aliens who are going to suck the system dry? You're telling me that your medical care is going to be equal to what it is now? No, it's going to become akin not to a Canada. No, it's not going to even be akin to England. It will be closer to the clinics in Tijuana. So if you want to see doctors with blood on their smocks, and if you want to see, let us say, hospital floors within 10 years that look dirty, with doctors who are not doctors and nurses who are not nurses, and a lack of medical equipment and medical discoveries because Obama's been punishing the pharmaceutical industry, Obama's been punishing the medical device industry with punitive taxation, he is melting the country down as rapidly as he possibly can, either by design or by idiocy. I'm not sure which is really operational here. Sometimes I just think he's not as smart as everyone thinks he is, and I think he's simply an individual so sold on the radical leftist agenda without any regard to where it leads, he doesn't care. So that's my position. What's yours? Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. That's my gigantic Cumulus affiliate in Washington, D.C., where I know many of the politicians who are destroying America are listening to this program right now. Marshall, welcome to the program from WMAL.
Thank you, sir. I think we're missing a great opportunity. We could market the backup system that NSA has and make income, create jobs, get out of debt as a country. And my father was a foreigner from Russia, and he entered World War I and served this country. He would roll over in his grave if he knew what was going on now. Marxism has not died, you know, with Karl Marx. And the thing is, Obama has a poop on all of us, so who wants to oppose him? None of us are perfect. We all have things that could come.
Yes, he is using the dirt on everyone in America who opposes him. He's a fascist dictator in the making. And the fact of the matter is, he has already used this scandalous system of spying to bring down one of the great generals of our time, Petraeus. How was Petraeus brought down by Obama? Was it not through spying by the NSA?
Yeah, he could have been a president.
Am I the first one in the American media to have pointed out that Obama has already destroyed a general through this NSA spying? He's destroyed Petraeus with it. He also fired three generals and one admiral who were going to blow the whistle on Benghazi. He got away with that. I mean, there are many things that have already been used through this, let us say, blackmail or alleged blackmail. What if J. Edgar Hoover had this power and this information? J. Edgar Hoover had a few files on people and he kept the country straight because he was able to blackmail people with a few dusty files. What will Obama do now that he's Edgar J. Hoover on steroids?
Savage.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in that bill.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. There's a bill moving through Congress to classify child prostitutes as victims of abuse rather than juvenile offenders. The bill's authors say it aims for strengthened care for the children before they become wrapped up in the legal system. California is one step closer to becoming the first state in the nation to ban lead ammunition for hunting. The state Senate's Natural Resources Committee voted 7-1 today in favor of a bill banning the ammunition. Supporters say the spent shot is the largest unregulated source of lead pollution in the United States. Taking a look at traffic, Highway 92 connector to southbound 280. Looks like we may have a stalled car. Northbound 280, Ocean Avenue in San Francisco is a stall. That's got the left lane blocked there. And an accident southbound 880 North 1st Street in San Jose. Car overturned. Left lane is blocked. I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar. Our luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
If Dad hasn't already spelled it out for you, this Father's Day, he wants new golf gear. But don't worry, because the only word you need to remember to give Dad his day is Golfsmith. With exclusive Father's Day deals, gift-giving expertise, plus a huge selection of the latest and greatest clubs and accessories, Golfsmith is your destination for everything Dad. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, you've all heard about the Benghazi attacks, and yes, it's disturbing, but it's boring, right? You're bored by it now. Wow, with all the news, the scandal after scandal, Obama's attack upon America's borders, language, and culture. There's no question that the Benghazi scandal is one of the most important scandals that we've had in a long time. When has an American ambassador been allowed to die because a president was playing night basketball? Or worse, he said thumbs down on the ambassador and wanted to knock him off. Who knows? Well, joining us with more information on Benghazi right now on the Savage Nation is Grace Vuto, executive director of the Edmund Burke Institute. She has very disturbing info on the Benghazi attacks you probably never heard. Grace, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael, for having me on.
So what is this big news about Benghazi?
Well, as you know, recently the White House provided over 100 emails detailing the correspondence between the White House, the State Department, and the CIA over the infamous talking points. And the president has tried to convince us, in his words, that there's no there there. In reality, there is a bombshell in those talking points. The entire mystery is unraveled, in those emails, the entire mystery is unraveled if you read them very carefully. In one of those emails, the CIA director at the time, David Petraeus, asks on September 15, no mention of the cable to Cairo either, so these talking points are basically useless, he says. He writes in an email. And the key point is this, what was that cable to Cairo that David Petraeus had sent out? Well, as it turns out, as the Weekly Standard has brilliantly reported, that cable to Cairo was one that was delivered on September 10, one day before the attack on Benghazi, one day before the demonstrations in Cairo. And that cable basically warned the embassy that you had senior Al-Qaeda members in Egypt who were going to stage a rally, an anti-American rally, and that they might attack the embassy in Cairo. So in other words, the CIA was sending out warnings September 10 that a major American embassy was under threat. That is a key point, and if you understand that, you understand the Benghazi mystery. Basically, Hillary Clinton and President Obama, they dropped the ball badly on this because the CIA was warning of potential Al-Qaeda strike on 9/11, and when they struck in Benghazi, this administration was found flat-footed. If the public fully grasps this, they will also understand how incompetent this administration is.
Well, what do you think this revelation tells us about the Obama administration?
It basically tells us that Obama's foreign policy has been a complete failure and a complete disaster. What happened on September 11 in Cairo was that you had five senior Al-Qaeda jihadists who were there to say loudly and boldly, Al-Qaeda lives. We still believe in the ideology of Al-Qaeda. The entire movement to hate America and target America is alive and well. That's what was going on in Cairo. And what this tells us is that Obama's great outreach to the Muslim world has failed miserably. Remember, it was in June of 2009 that Obama had delivered his great speech declaring that there would be a new beginning between Americans and Muslims. This was at the crux of his foreign policy. And instead of a new beginning on the eve of his reelection, basically, the jihadists were telling him, go fly a kite. And Muslims who were joining him were telling Americans, go fly a kite. We still hate you. We will always hate you. And we will continue to target you. So this is what was really going on in Cairo. You had an Al-Qaeda rally. You had an Al-Qaeda love fest. In fact, the chants were, Obama, Obama, we are all Osama. So the administration did not want the public to fully understand what was happening in Cairo because it really means that not only were they caught completely flat-footed, but it also means that the entire movement that bolsters Al-Qaeda is alive and well and growing more vehement by the day.
Well, you and I both know why the media continues to keep this quiet, so why don't you tell the audience?
Well, I mean, the media is basically invested in this man. They have covered up so many of his previous incompetencies, and they will continue to do so. Right now, they are, you know, beginning to experience themselves what it means to have propped this man up with all the revelations that the media, too, has been spied upon. So I think they're slowly beginning to discover that they have put their eggs really in the wrong basket. Essentially, they believed in what he was peddling. They believed that America is wrong in how it conducts its foreign policy, that perhaps if we reached out to the Muslim world, we could have peace. They basically believed that Obama was going to be this great transnational president with a bold, brilliant vision for foreign policy, and instead, his foreign policy has crumbled. It has gone up in smoke. It's been a complete disaster. And very slowly, you see some members of the media class gradually becoming disillusioned. I mean, there was a movement just a couple of days ago, a moment on the airwaves when Chris Matthews said, oh my God, does this administration either want us to accept that they're incompetent or that there's a cover-up? Either way, it's as though there's no real, as though this is a ship with the engine off. I mean, Chris Matthews had a moment on the air, even he, where you could see that he was gradually becoming disillusioned by this president. So I think the liberal media is slow to catch up on what is happening. They are gradually being disillusioned, and you're going to see more and more of them turn on him.
Is it going to go anywhere from here, Grace, in your opinion? Do you think anyone's going to be held accountable, lose their job, go to prison?
Yes, I think so. Look, the key person, the person at the heart of this is David Petraeus. He needs to come forward, and he needs to give a full accounting of what he had written prior to September 11. And we, all of us, the American people, have to ask the administration to reveal all of the emails, not just the emails. By the way, the emails that were released, they begin September 14. We want emails especially from September 11 to September 14. And then why don't we go even further, given that the CIA was warning that there would be a strike? We want the emails from September 1st onwards. And we want David Petraeus to tell us everything that he knew. We also want him to explain why, before the election, he did peddle the false story that an anti-Muslim video was at the heart of this, and he later recanted that. Why? Why did that happen? Was he being intimidated? Was he being blackmailed? The key person here is David Petraeus. If he talks, this whole thing can unravel very, very quickly. But regardless, we the people have to continue to put the pressure on. We have to continue to ask the questions. So we have to continue to demand the release of more information because the facts are damning. The more the facts are put forward, the more the lies are revealed because the facts contradict what the administration has been telling us. So if we all act as diligent scholars demanding one fact and another fact and another fact and another fact, sooner or later, the lies are going to be extremely stark and bare for all to see.
Where can we read more about this?
My piece can be found on worldtribune.com. It is titled Bombshell in the Benghazi Emails. I also refer everybody to a brilliant piece written by Thomas Jocelyn in the Long War Journal, where he really explains what took place in Cairo on September 11 and details the five Al-Qaeda jihadists who put that rally together. So these are two important sources of information for the public.
Grace Vuto, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure, Michael. Thank you so much for having me on.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it would generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on prepped.com. Go there now.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Scott Jusim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
The oligarchy has decided that they're going to grant amnesty to the, what, 11, 22, 33 million illegal aliens? It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The oligarchy, or who they report to, has decided they're putting a sign called amnesty at the border with Mexico. All come in, all welcome. We need new Democrat voters. And we need to flood America with people who do not speak English, who stamp on our flag and stamp on our customs. That's what the oligarchy wants. Now, why do they want that? One, the powers that be need the labor. Let's be very clear. There's a pecuniary element to all of this, and those who pull the strings of Boehner and the others need the factory labor, the farm labor, the hotel labor, etc. So they're willing to put up with the collateral damage and the collateral cost to the rest of society because they're not paying it. You're paying it, you fool, just as you're paying for it now. That's why your schools have diminished in value. That is why when you went to school, you had to learn to read and to write and to do mathematics. But today there is so much money spent on remedial teaching and on English as a second language that the poor kids don't have a chance to get even a second-class education, which is why, in California in particular, We have slipped from what was once number one when I moved here in 1974 to, I don't know, what place is it, number 38 in the world? What did this happen, because the people got dumber? No, it's because the country, the state in particular, has been flooded with people who do not even read or speak the language. And so, therefore, it's a different situation than it would be if they did speak the language and there were still some standards. California was the golden state when I moved here in 1974, and I had a young child who was entering the first grade. It was the promised land, and I knew that as a young graduate student who had almost no money, that he could go as far as he wanted in the educational system in California, depending upon his own abilities and wants. I knew that he could go to whatever school, grad school, med school, law school. It was entirely up to him. Well, thank God he got what he needed out of San Diego. He went to San Diego State, and he's done very well in life because he's worked 24/7 for many, many years to achieve the American dream, and he did it all on his own, not because he went to college here. My second child also went through public schools in the state, has done very well in life. I'm so proud of her. She recently has gotten her master's degree in psychology. And I haven't said it on the show, but she's going to have a baby in a few months. And, yeah, old Savage is going to be a grandpa finally. I'm waiting for that day. I don't talk about personal stuff. But, yeah, that's happening. So California's educational system was once the greatest. How did it become the worst? Because of the illegal aliens, because of the teachers' lobby, because of English as a second language, because of the disappearance of any standards whatsoever. I really have compassion for the poor teachers, because I'm a former teacher and I know how hard it is to teach children, especially those who have no respect for the schoolroom, no respect for learning, no respect for the teacher, no respect for the country, no respect for their elders. I understand it very well. It's the toughest job on earth. Here is damaged goods Obama with 5-6 major scandals, including the greatest spy scandal of our life. Not saying I'm sorry, not saying I'll fix what we did to you, but saying we'll go further now and damage America for good by granting amnesty to 31 million illegal aliens. Now, if the government says 11, that means it's double it, triple. Moreover, if they grant amnesty to, what, 11 million illegals, 12 million, 13 million, no one knows. They don't know because they don't spy on them. They only spy on taxpayers. They will then be able to bring in all of their relatives and put them immediately on welfare, medical care, put them into our schools, unassimilated into the schools, don't learn English, we'll teach you in your language. How is the country going to afford that? Answer, we can't afford that. It will bankrupt America finally and totally. But then again, this is an issue that I've been talking about since 1994, and instead of it getting better, it's gotten worse. How this turns around when you have people like Boehner and Lindsey Graham and Rubio, the ice cream man, who are allegedly Republicans, in lockstep with the spy, the chief spy, is beyond me. I don't know what has to happen. I can't imagine what has to happen. So I'll take your calls here on the Savage Nation on these topics, 855-407-282, and we'll go on. Life will go on one way or the other. Other nations have disappeared, and yet the nations continued in a new form. One nation after another had its flowering period, then the petals fell off the flower, the nation went into senescence, and they continued onward in another form. When the barbarians broke the Roman Empire into two, the Roman Empire disappeared as the Roman Empire. But the nature of Rome and the empire changed, that's all. It hasn't done anything since to speak of. Just as France, after World War II, France lost the flower of its manhood and really never recovered, when you think about it. Yeah, there are individual Frenchmen who are superb specimens, but by and large, it was actually after Napoleon, I think, that France never recovered because of the megalomania of Napoleon. He wasted about, I don't know, 1.5 million Frenchmen, and 500,000 died on the march back from Russia. 500,000 Frenchmen died in the snow and the cold on the march back from Russia. At that time, now, you're talking post-1850, 500,000 Frenchmen died. How many died in World War I? How many died in World War II? The flower of France has never, ever been seen again. They're living on the fumes of Napoleon in France. And that's what we're going to have in America after Obama. Post-Obama, America will live on the fumes of its history and the fumes of its dignity. But the nation will never recover after this man. It's impossible. There are certain blows that are fatal to a nation. This man is committing fatal blows to this country, one after the other, with little or no opposition. On an issue like spying, you would expect there to be great opposition. But then you have turncoats like Lindsey Graham, one of the worst men in the history of the Senate, greeted on Fox News as though he's a legitimate individual when he's nothing but a turncoat. He's a Benedict Arnold to everything good about the country. He's not alone. He's being interviewed by Scarface as I speak. Scarface on Fox News, the Scientologist, interviewing Lindsey Benedict Arnold Graham about his position on domestic spying. If you've got a comment to make on the spying or the granting of amnesty to illegal aliens, let's go to Houston, Texas. KSEV, Sal, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I'm a Mexican-American, third-generation Mexican-American. And on the Mexican station, they're saying to get to America as fast as you can because everything's free. If you have a child, it's free. Food stamps, Medicare, everything is free. So get over here to America.
So this is how the corrupt, illegitimate Mexican government is getting rid of its poorest people, by sending them to the morons in America to take care of them. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, now we have to pay the bill. They're killing our officers. They're killing our taxpayer. They're bringing in drugs, diseases.
I understand. We all understand this. But the establishment are wholly owned on this issue. There is not an opponent of this issue. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the black population in America will probably be most severely affected by legalization or amnesty for the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens who will wind up in this country. They are going to be most severely affected. So the useless Congressional Black Caucus is not even opposing the amnesty bill. Isn't that odd?
It is. Another thing is, Michael, they're saying too in the stations that you got to learn how to speak English so you can compete against Americans. You have to learn both languages. And then the black people are out there. They only speak one language. They're losing jobs because they're not bilingual, okay? They're not bilingual.
Well, Sal, you know, you're very impassioned about this as a Mexican-American. It's interesting to me because most Mexican-Americans who are here legally absolutely and vehemently oppose illegal immigration because they're going to be seriously impacted by the hordes coming across the border.
Another thing, Michael, I used to be a prize fighter when I was young. I was a boxer making money. I went to the fights about maybe 6 months ago, and the Mexicans inside the auditorium are flying the Mexican flag all over the
auditorium. Oh, don't get me started on that. I stopped watching Showtime Boxing. I will not participate in any way. You know, I watch this with great offense. I find it very offensive. I'm a boxing fan, and I'm so glad that you called, Sal. I've never saw this in my lifetime, that a foreign fighter brings his flag and waves it in the auditorium. In fact, I saw a fight last week between two Mexican men, and they are great fighters, Sal. You guys are the strongest. I never saw anything like it. How do you guys take so much punishment in a fight and not go down, I ask myself. The heart of the Mexican fighter is something that the non-fight fan should really behold. They can take a beating and not go down out of macho pride. That's something that every man in the world should watch. But in addition to waving the Mexican flag, one of the fighters had some guy wearing a devil's mask sitting on top of the pole, looking like the devil himself. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Hey, Sal, are you there? Sal is a great caller. Watch out for the man with the soft voice. That's all I can tell you.
Savage.